October 20th, 2020, Comstock Report. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is Joe Camp with the Comstock Report. Rising coronavirus cases and tightening social restrictions joined pre-election jitters to spook the markets this week. In the grains, bearish traders predicted prolonged political risk and pointed to an improved weather outlook as reasons for selling, while the bulls suggested upside would resume on the back of strong physical demand and increasing interest from investors buying into the commodity inflation storyline. Sharp sell-offs in the stock market, like the one experienced this week, often bring out Warren Buffett's most famous quote, "Be fearful when others are greedy and greedy when others are fearful." Does that apply to the grains to mean that current price weakness is an opportunity for buying? Well, it might be my personal opinion that heightened downside risk in the short run will be followed by long-term upside opportunity for grain prices. I'm also reminded to offer the warning of another wise Warren Buffett quote, "Don't ask the barber whether you need a haircut." Your opinions about price direction are at the foundation of your individual marketing plan. The expectations you hold for both futures and basis influence your decisions to sell or to store, and when to price grain and what contracts to use. See if your opinions and strategies align with those that make up today's marketing plan for the Market Focus pricing program. For corn, store and hedge. The Market Focus corn strategies have encouraged storage hedges like long put options for bushels left unpriced after harvest. Basis contracts may be an attractive alternative in lieu of commercial storage charges, or consider a professionally managed minimum price contract. Use May futures or May option contracts for short hedges against stored grain so that they may be rolled forward into wider carry if the outlook calls for continued storage, or they can be liquidated or left to expire if the market conditions come this springtime support making the cash sale. The market focus strategies also include a plan for buying futures to re-own cash corn sales made during harvest. Look to scale further into replacement hedges after the election and keep October lows in mind for possible price targets. For soybeans, the strategy is sell and spread. Market-focused soybean strategies involve selling enhanced nearby premiums that are being offered by strong basis and spreads. You are listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. Soybeans, the sell and spread strategy, with soybean selling encouraged for cash flow needs and also for financing hedges against stored corn. Replacement hedges may be opened against cash soybean sales, like the previously considered bull call option spread that would open upside participation in the market for July futures. Price weakness this winter would be explored as a possible opportunity for the corn program to recommend buybacks or long call option hedges for sales previously booked against November 21 new crop futures. Sustained strength for the export program and market efforts to ration 2021 acres will be thought of as likely sources of support for soybean prices early next spring, so the market focus outlook has marked out that time frame with price targets and decision points to be used for settling out fall contracts and starting to sell the new crop. For wheat, hold and hedge. With wheat on a different crop cycle than corn and soybeans, producers with wheat are not currently facing the same sell or store decisions being made for the row crop harvest. Basic advice for the wheat position is to hold off on selling bushels into storage, but protect unpriced ownership with a long put option or fence spread strategy. Place hedges in the March or May contracts. Consider minimum price strategies that would establish long exposure to December 21 Chicago futures, when new crop cash sales are being made this spring. The strategies that form our current market-focused marketing plans are not right for everyone. Example recommendations are being reviewed to support an outlook for elevated downside risk this winter, but still rising confidence for further upside in the marketing year ahead. Join a market focus program to follow the specific recommendations of the pricing committee or contact us to build an individualized marketing plan. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal, Iowa, or online at comstock.com, or call at 712-227-1110. Thank you.